The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I got to stand in front of 120 plus high school kids. Did they pay attention to me or did they ignore me? Let's talk about it now. Thursday morning, almost to the weekend. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
And I say that because anyone who has children knows it's very hard to keep a kid's attention span. Yeah. Their
very
attention
hard.
Span is about as much as 15 to 30 seconds from the phone.
Whatever.
And I had to deliver a speech to these kids.
Ooh.
And I rocked it.
Oh, nice.
I saw it happen. I got up there and they were like, who is this lady? What's going on here? And I was too short. They put me in a podium. I'm 5'2". The podium was 6'8". I couldn't see anybody. But within 1 minute of me being able to move around, I saw the kids perk up. And I thought, oh, if I could just touch one child, it was all worth it.
Think about teachers who do that every single day.
I know. Did I not tell those kids you better appreciate these people here?
No, that's an accomplishment, and that is dope. And shout out to that faculty and all the students who had you there.
Are you not going to tell the people what you were talking to the kids about?
Well, yeah. I was a mother at 15, teen parent, and a lot of these children are either expecting children or they have babies and they're in high school. So I was there to encourage them to continue. It's going to be hard, but life's going to be hard anyway. For everybody, life's hard. You could do this. You could make it.
That's beautiful. And it is challenging to get the attention of a bunch of teenagers.
Oh,
it reminds me of when I used to coach JV football. And after practice, I'd be giving my big prep game, speech. And then you just hear say, huh?
What?
Yeah. Just,
like, oh,
exactly.
Come on,
God,
bro.
I just wasted 8 minutes of my life. So I spoke for about 40 minutes and it went really well. And I just wanted to say to the kiddos listening right now, or to parents listening right now, talk to your children. I know sometimes kids will agree with me. Sometimes you think your children aren't listening. That it goes in one ear and out the other. It's not true. Everything you say to them, they take in, even the negative. So be careful how you say it.
Do you have a favorite question that the kids asked you? I know you had a bunch of Q&As after, too.
One of the best questions I think that I was given was, how did you get through it when it was so hard? How did you find the desire to do it? And I said, I wanted to disprove everybody who didn't believe in me. I know that sounds crazy, but I did. There were people who said, you can't do it. You're no good. Your life is over. You're worthless. And I thought, that's a lie.
I felt like the story that you told when you talked about the vice principal that told you that to go get on assistance and to quit high school. The girls and the boys that were in the room, when you started talking about, that's when they really started paying attention, because I feel like they've all gone through that situation.
Oh, your parents,
at this point.
Family, somebody
doubting
them,
and then you having, work ethic to make it happen.
Yeah, so that was the most interesting question. And I think anyone, though, whether you have a child or not when you're young, no matter what, there are times that you're going to feel self-doubt. You're going to feel like a failure. You're going to feel like you can't go on, but you can. That moment will pass. That moment will pass. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
Let's kick it off with National Scrabble Day. Like the game. You guys
I was
Scrabble?
Always, I was Scrabble champ.
Oh, that sounds about on brand. I hated Scrabble, dude. I hated when they broke out Scrabble.
I don't like playing with Dana because she always wins.
Let's go. Come on.
And let's go to wrap it up on National Peach Cobbler Day.
Woo! Oh, I love
exciting National Days again.
No, hey, Peach Cobbler popping, dog.
You know why I love
I'm allergic to peaches.
Exactly.
That's your fault, homie.
I can't have it. I love a good, crusty, flaky peach cobbler. Nombre. Can't have it anymore because Automatic will die. Whatever.
Poor me, right?
Poor me.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Oh, this is going to be such a fun conversation. The things we ask our men to do that they say, yeah, and then they ignore us. Why do they do that? I actually have a study that was done by a renowned PhD psychologist named John Gottman. There's a reason that men aren't doing what we're asking them to do. Ladies, I'll share that with you in just a few. But I started thinking about all the things that I ask Automatic to do that you just...
What things do you ask me to do?
Can you put the pitcher back on the towel so it doesn't make a stain on the quartz that I have to clean every time? How many times a week do I ask you to do that?
Every day.
Every day. Why can't you just put it back on the towel?
Because you give me like 1 square inch of...
Okay. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
I'm not a therapist, but I want to kind of step in with this question here. Automatic, do you ever feel like your wife...
Anthony, be careful.
Be careful.
Talks down to you or belittles you a little.
Every day.
I feel like
How
sometimes...
is that?
I feel like a lot of women do that when they're trying to get men to do things. See, and that's why we don't do that stuff that you guys want us to do.
What you women fail to realize is we already have a mother. We don't need another mother.
No.
And
apparently
when you talk
you
to us like you're our mother and you're like, hey, go do this. Hey, go do that. Hey, put the water pitcher on your 1 square inch thing so I don't have to clean up stuff. is
think
annoying.
About what you just said. I don't want to help you, Dana, so I'm not going to do that.
It's not that I don't want to help you.
No, it is.
Just that these little things that don't matter, you make a big deal out of
them. They matter to me because I'm the one that has to clean it up. If it was you, I would never do that when there's trash.
Do I clean up all the time?
So. No.
Do I clean up?
No, you
do,
leave.
Come on, real.
Tonight at Dana Cortez on my Instagram story, you will see the trail of candy wrappers and crumbs that my husband leaves. No, don't.
My bad, guys. I don't regret a lot of things, but I do regret asking that question. My fault. Yeah, I didn't open up that can of worms.
Right. Can you just let us be men? Can we just be men?
Just what does that mean? Sloppy and,
yes.
and deaf?
Let me be a man.
Chris is online, too.
And the only thing I want you to know is you're not always right.
I didn't say it was.
You act like you
are. Just put the picture on the towel. Okay, so Chris has been holding now on line two. Is there something that your wife asked you to do over and over?
Clean.
Why don't you clean around the house, man? Why don't you help her?
Because I bust my ass all day at work.
That's her job.
I'm on Chris's side here.
Look. That's what I'm saying.
DJ, Matt, get out of my studio.
If she stays at home, that's her job.
He can't help?
Does she go to work and help him?
I think you still should contribute at your casa house. Aren't you working hard to build a good home?
Yeah, I work harder to pay for that good home.
So you're telling me your girl doesn't clean?
She does, but she just really wants me to help her.
Well, then why can't you just help her a little bit? Like, I bet you she tells you things like, can't you just pick up your socks and put them in the hamper, right? Exactly.
That was a guilty laugh.
That was totally guilty. Okay, hold on. Let me share with you the study that kind of explains why men don't listen. This researcher, his name is John Gottman. He's a psychologist, PhD, specializes in dealing with couples. And he says, honestly, it's a power struggle. Some men view intimate relationships as a win-lose game. It is ingrained in men's DNA. And it can lead to people splitting up.
I don't believe this guy. I don't believe his study. You know why? Because I already know I can't win with you. It's a no-win situation.
You win every day because you don't put the pitcher back on the towel. You win every day. And sometimes men can be mean about things.
Another and call. Women are never mean.
I'm never mean about it.
No, listen to the show for 3 days and tell me you're never mean.
Okay, we have a woman on line four. Is there something you tell your partner to do over and over and he just won't do?
He just never will push in the chair at his desk. Like, no matter how many times I ask him, like, what will it take to get you to push in this chair?
Why doesn't he do it? Have you asked him, why don't you do it?
No, every time he's just like, sorry. I'm like, what's the problem?
And it bugs you, right? At this point, do you think he's just like, I'm not going to listen because you're telling me what to do? Or do you think he just forgets?
Oh, I think it's probably a little bit of both. He's like, well, it's my chair. Like, why should I push it in? What's the big deal?
Trust me, he doesn't even put that much thought into it. He just doesn't push his chair in.
He might have just been raised that way.
Yeah.
Raised like what? Not pushing a chair in?
Yeah, things like that happen, dude. I realize a lot of times I don't lock doors. I don't lock doors. And like growing up, I don't know why. We didn't lock a lot of doors.
You know what automatic does? It drives me insane. He leaves lights on all over the house. I'm like, what are you doing? The closet light, the light down. Oh. He'll be almost asleep and I have to wake him up. Go downstairs. He's like, why don't you do it? Because I didn't leave the light on. It's ridiculous. I just want to close with this message real quick to men. Look, I know it might sound like we're nagging or like automatic said, like we're trying to be your mother. When in reality, all we want is for you to want to make our lives easier because we want to make yours easier. Does that make sense? Like I'm always thinking about how I can make life easier for DJ Automatic. And that's all we want. That's what it is. And I think most women will agree.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Cardi B is adding something to her life that I think we all should. What am I even talking about? I'm going to play audio for you right now. This and more. Best Gossip Daily Dirt Time brought to you by Lowe's. Anthony A. Celebrity Birthdays.
We have Ty Dolla $ign celebrating his birthday. We'll wrap it up right there.
All right. So Wiz Khalifa is collaborating with former adult film star Mia Khalifa.
Oh.
They got Khalifa Kush coming. Double Khalifa Kush.
So I know that Wiz has had Khalifa Kush for a minute now, so maybe this is the rebranding. He's re-pushing it out there.
Well, something tells me he's going to reach a whole different audience. Congratulations to both of them.
Something tells me that the Mia Khalifa audience and the Wiz Khalifa audience are already the same people.
Maybe.
Just getting smacked and watching those videos. That goes hand in
hand.
All right, so Rolling Loud has A$AP Rocky headlining one of their nights, and he's getting so much hate.
I believe
it's because he's with Brianna now, and, you know, people are like, why are they booking him? He's good on stage. He's a fun act to
he's
watch.
He's a live performer, but ASAP Rocky headlining anything would have been cool in like 2017. I want to see like a Lil Uzi or Kodak or something like that.
Maybe he'll bring the baby out.
Wait, oh, Rihanna's baby?
Yeah.
I thought you meant the baby.
No, I was like, the baby can't go back to Rolling Loud.
No, not that baby. Wrong baby. Nobody wants that baby.
Yeah.
The baby wants to go back.
All right. And then finally, Cardi B revealed on her TikTok just her full day. She gets up with the kids. She makes them food and she plays with them and blah, blah, blah. But she added something to her regimen I think we should all be doing.
I've been working out lately for 2 hours a day. A lot of people are so ignorant. Like, why are you working out? You have a lipo. Well, there's this thing called visceral fat. And visceral fat is the fat that surrounds your organs that you cannot lipo. And that's why sometimes girls with lipo might have a snatched waist with a gut. They just keep eating and eating, and their waist is small, but they still got a belly.
Everybody should work out. Every person should take a walk, do something. Stop with a sedentary lifestyle and get up and do something. Even if you get lipo, even if you have a skinny shot, even if you have gastro, you got to move. And if you eat too much, you're going to get fat again.
That conversation cut through to men and women because I didn't wake up thinking that Cardi B was going to lecture me about my panza.
Do you know what? Have you seen the video, though? The most interesting thing is her whole day. And her day's pretty laid back. I mean, besides the fact that, you know, she's taking care of kids, but she doesn't do much.
The Mila Khalifa video?
No. Cardi B video.
She works way harder than Cardi B. Or at least on video.
Not the Mia Khalifa. The Cardi B video is on my Instagram at Dana Cortez. Go check it out. We'll be back with more here on the radio coming up.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Something you're having for dinner tonight could give you food poisoning. Inside Food News, we're going to give you a list of foods most likely to give you food poisoning. It's time for hottest hashtags on your Thursday. Friday's Eve, it's almost the weekend. What's up, everyone? It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the Burnt Tortilla.
All right, I was excited about this. The Super Mario Brothers movie made $204.6 million domestically, $173 million globally in its first 5 days of release, which breaks the record for biggest opening weekend of any animated feature. Go ahead, Luigi.
It's Luigi time.
Put some respect on Mario's name.
I know, but still.
Super Mario.
I know, you're right, but I'm just, I like
Luigi
that character.
Needs a shout out here and there, too.
What's Princess, was her name Princess Polly?
I think it was Peaches.
Peaches, Penelope?
Something like that.
Yoshi, shout out to the whole crew.
Yoshi, the little dinosaur thing?
Yeah.
I used to love that thing.
Dang, John was almost like, I'm not watching this, I'm boycotting this
movie. He's the only person
movie.
That did it.
That sucks, dude. I'm with John. I didn't watch it either, bro.
DJ Automatic, what you got for food news?
All right, these are the foods that are most likely to give you food poisoning. Peaches will give you food poisoning. Cantaloupe will give you food poisoning. Ground beef, deli meats, chicken, and turkey will give you food poisoning.
Well, I might as well just starve. Because apparently I can't eat anything.
Well, the reason why I'm doing this is because the number one place to get food poisoning from is not meats or cheeses or fruits. It's actually leafy greens.
Yes, dude. Yeah, even more reason not to eat
lettuce. Not teacher salad.
Yeah, dude.
Be like, Mom, salad? It's going to kill me.
DJ Automatic said the only thing I can eat is bacon. So that's what my diet will consist of. I like this, DJ Automatic.
All processed meats all the time.
No, because you can't have deli meats. Deli meats are processed.
So do I need to eat a Slim Jim?
Just that'll probably be better for you.
Just drink water and breathe air. National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go to kick it off with National Peach Cobbler Day. But just be careful.
Be
careful
about those peaches.
Be wary, dude. Find out who's providing
that peach
cobbler.
Make sure you wash them or something,
bro. But I love peach cobbler, and Automatic's allergic to peaches.
Oh, well, Automatic's been ahead of the game because peach cobbler is apparently bad for us. All right. And let's go ahead and wrap it up on something for the nerds. It's National Scrabble Day.
Excuse me?
Nerds. It's okay to be a nerd sometimes.
I like Scrabble. I was Scrabble champ all the time. I would challenge people in my home to play Scrabble and nobody would even play me. I was so good.
I've given up on Scrabble because Dana was beating me consistently. Anything she can beat me at consistently, I just won't do.
I would walk away. This is causing me serious psychological harm.
I would walk away from Scrabble because it's just, I don't want to take an at-home spelling quiz. I'm good, bro.
It's fun.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.